Wednesday evening in Greensboro, nearly 2,000 people gathered in a grassy area at the intersection of South Elm and Lee Streets.
My name is Elizabeth Marie Hicks, and I'm 9 years old. I think that it's very important for everyone to vote for their rights because way back in the day, in restaurants, black people had to sit on that side and white people had to sit on this side. Why do you have to do that? It's just very stupid of it. We need to sit together.
My name is Teresa Hicks. I want her to know that the rights that we have, that blood, sweat, and tears led us to where we are today.
The Greensboro chapter of the NAACP and the beloved community center organized this event to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington. These Guilford County residents agree the fight for social justice continues.
I'm Rabbi Harry Sky, turning 90. I went to the march in 1963. While I was there, I had an epiphany. If someone tries to tell you it can't be done, say it can be. And no matter what failures you've had, don't let them be the final message. Behind every failure, there's also the seeds for success.
My name is Ed McKinney. I live in Summerfield, North Carolina. I'm here to expose my children to ways that we can speak out in the face of injustice and things that are wrong in our country and make them go forward in the right direction.
My beloved enemy, I fight to keep your children free, your children that you cannot feed, your riches robbed from poverty, your power from obscurity, your cool and calculated greed, your conscience cold to basic need, your children that you cannot feed. My beloved enemy, my beloved enemy.
Greensboro singer, composer Laura Lynn Dossett expressed the frustration many feel over new laws passed by the Republican-led state government, adversely affecting education, health care, voting rights, unemployment benefits, and the environment. Some believe they're doing more harm than good.
My name is Philip Keller, and I live in Greensboro, North Carolina. I'm a public school teacher. I teach 8th grade at Jamestown Middle School. Some of my colleagues at school have 37 students in their classes. So I was just here to support change and support public education.
Kenesha Sierra Turner. I'm a senior agricultural business student at North Carolina A&T State University, and I'm the 2013-2014 SGA president. We do have two polling precincts. We have one at our student union and the other is at the Dudley Building. So we currently do have two voting precincts. They have not been threatened to be touched yet. However, our other peer institutions such as Winston-Salem State University and also Elizabeth City State University have already had their precincts removed off of campus. So we've heard it, and so we're trying to protect ours.
You haven't registered. We're still registering people to vote. And also we have the pledge cards that you can get right at the registration table.
Volunteers busily helped people register to vote at a large tent in the middle of the grounds as they mobilize now for upcoming elections.
Thank you! Thank you! Thank you!
The crowd also thanked dozens of area residents who have been arrested during the recent Moral Monday demonstrations at the General Assembly Building in Raleigh. Derek Smith is a political science professor at North Carolina A&T State University. He says his students inspired him to take a stand, and he was arrested in May for civil disobedience.
That a good person will resist an evil system with his whole soul. Disobedience of the laws of an evil state is therefore a duty. You assist an evil system most effectively by obeying its orders and decrees. An evil system never deserves such allegiance.
Many at this rally say they look forward to more events like this one to keep people motivated and engaged with needed social changes in our communities and statewide. Catherine Mobley, WFDD News.